This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. International mediators have held a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war and securing the release of scores of hostages. A potential deal is seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. The U.S., Qatar, and Egypt met on Thursday with the Israeli delegation in Qatar. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports on a new grim milestone in Gaza.
And Palestinians have been killed by Israel's military in Gaza since October the 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. The ministry said Israel's offensive has also wounded over 92,000 people and displaced over 85% of the population from their homes. In Gaza, health officials have struggled to fully identify the dead as bodies stream into overwhelmed hospitals and morgues, where they say the count is compiled amid the chaos of war and displacement. On the 7th of October, some 1,200 people were killed by a deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
In Venezuela, the U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he would support a new election there after Brazilian President Luiz Inácio da Silva also floated the idea, despite rebuffs from Venezuela's ruling party and the opposition. More from Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener.
The U.S. has rejected the claim by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro that he won a third term after multiple exit polls pointed to an opposition victory. Many Venezuelans also reject Maduro's claim as protests have erupted across the country for what they claim was a resounding victory. On Thursday, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva suggested that Maduro could call a new contest involving international observers as a potential solution for the political crisis in the country. But
that's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener, and this is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that Donald Trump and his lawyers are asking for a delay in sentencing in his hush money case.
One of Donald Trump's lawyers has written to trial judge Juan Merchan asking that sentencing for Trump's hush money convictions be delayed until after the November election. The lawyer is suggesting if it's held as scheduled next month, it would amount to election interference. There are still pending questions about immunity in the case after a Supreme Court ruling in July.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. South Sudan's parliament says controversial security legislation allowing the arrest of people without warrants has become law, even though the president has not signed it. The parliament spokesperson told the Associated Press Thursday that the bill became law automatically in accordance with the Constitution following the lapse of 30 days since it was presented to the president. Neither the president signed or vetoed the measure, which has drawn international criticism. Nine Western envoys, including representatives of the U.S. and Britain, and said in July that South Sudanese should have the right to participate freely in political and civic expression without fear of arbitrary arrest or intimidation by security personnel. The president of Columbia University announced her resignation from the Ivy League school on Wednesday. Reuters Sikor Jasny tells us why.
Columbia University's president, Minoz Shafik, resigned on Wednesday after months of criticism from both pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian groups over how the university handled campus protests related to the Gaza conflict. She's the third president of a major U.S. university to step down after protests over Gaza. Shafik said in an announcement that, quote, "It has also been a period of turmoil where it has been difficult to overcome divergent views across our community. This period has taken a considerable toll on my family, as it has for others in our community." She also said stepping down would help Columbia navigate future challenges better, and that she made the announcement early so new leadership could start before the next term begins.
A reputed Peruvian gang leader suspected in nearly two dozen killings in his home country has been arrested in New York by U.S. immigration authorities. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that Gianfranco Torres Navarro was arrested in New York. He's being held at federal detention facility near Buffalo pending an immigration hearing. He is a leader of Los Killers, who is wanted for 23 killings in Peru. The agency known as ICE said it moved to arrest him after receiving information on July 8th that he was wanted in Peru. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.